Whispers, my girl. It's 24 minutes past 2 o'clock. 4:30 this afternoon, Richard Skinner takes to the airwaves. He'll be taking you through till a quarter to six this evening. And then it's Roundtable, hosted, as always, by Paul Gambaccini, with guest disc jockey tonight, Tommy Vance. 7:30 this evening, Annie After Dark on a Friday, even if it is a beautiful summer's evening. And tonight at 10 o'clock, Tommy Vance with the Friday Rock Show featuring music from Pink Floyd. Here's the title of the latest single from the Detroit Spinners.
There it is, George and Louis Johnson, your number one. Thank you to Robbie. That was Storm. Good evening and welcome.
Andy Peebles, Saturday, Soul Train, Britain's favorite radio one.
Oh, bag full of soul music on a Saturday night. The old and the new mixed together. Robbie Vincent from 7 to 9 and Andy Peebles from 9 through to 11. We go down memory lane with O.C. Smith, Jackie Wilson and Mr. Howard Tate. Baby,
I need... It's now 14 hours since John Lennon was shot here at the entrance to the Dakota building on West 72nd Street.
I had no concept, no idea. Nobody did. What was going to happen on the Monday? So the way I approached the interview was, we're really lucky to have this. Let's try and pack in as much as we can. Paul Williams, who was the producer, said to me, I want you to run through his entire career. And I said, Paul, don't be ridiculous. How on earth can we do that in an hour? Well, as you know, Richard, the interview in the end lasted, I think, 3 hours and 20 minutes. And that was simply down to John's kindness, generosity. And at the end of 3 hours and 20 minutes, we did go out for dinner, which was a wonderful experience. I mean, how ridiculous for me to sit there with John Lennon asking me which of the Beatles songs our pop group, we had a pop group at my school in Hertfordshire, never mind Jim Will Fix It or any of the other programmes which give people an opportunity perhaps to spend time with somebody that they never ever dreamt they'd meet. You know, I've done 3 hours 20 minutes with him in a recording studio. That's in the can, to coin the colloquialism. We're thinking this is brilliant, we should get 6-7 hours of programmes out of this, and then we go for dinner. And the dinner lasted 2.5, maybe 3 hours, and John was in fantastic fettle, and we ate, drank, and were very merry, and none of us had any idea what was to ensue 48 hours later.